Let me thank everybody who contributed to this discussion. It has been very fruitful. And I was very happy to learn from the experiences of the humanitarian organizations on the ground, very useful. And I agree with Ms. Ruba Mayesen that the return shouldn't be only voluntary and safe, but also a dignified one. And this is actually what we agreed with Ayman immediately on the phone when this idea of co-hosting a conference on the return of the Syrians came to our mind, and this is what we made clear at our first informal meeting of ministers in New York, and we will make sure tomorrow as well. Well, Ms. Kader Kufash said that relatively wealthier and more educated Syrians came to Turkey, but I have to say that not all of them stayed in Turkey due to the selective policy of the resettlement of our Western partners. Most of the educated and wealthiest ones went to Western countries. This is a humanitarian consequence of the Syrian crisis, and we shouldn't politicize it. I see that, unfortunately, when we as politicians take the floor, it is inevitable that we politicize it, as our colleague from the European Parliament did. Well, I think Turkey should be the last country to remind that the return should be, shouldn't be forced one. If we believe in forced return, we shouldn't have been the largest refugee hosting country in the world. And if you look at these conditions that we provide together with our partners, not only the camps, which are the best as assessed by international community, we have been actually shouldering this burden. We have spent more than $40 billion from the state budget. And the amount that local authorities spend it is not included to this. So we believe in safe and voluntary returns. And I would like to also remind the figures that UN share that already more than 70% of the IDPs went back to our Operation Peace Spring area. Why? Because they feel safe. And we have to understand the fear of the refugees and IDPs, and their fear is legitimate. And the refugees and refugees living in our countries don't want to go back to areas that regime is forcing. And this is a legitimate fear, and we have to deal that as well. And I believe that not only I believe, but EU also and the Commission also believe that Turkey is a safe country for the returns. And we have been receiving every single refugees that Greece and other EU countries have been able to return to Turkey. And we have readmission agreement with some source countries like Afghanistan, and in a good and close cooperation with source countries, we have been returning the refugees to their countries as well. It has to be also, you know, safe one. And that's why we signed this agreement. I think EU should respond to this comment that Turkey is not safe to return the refugees. And when Turkey is shouldering the burden, well, nobody is unfortunately supporting Turkey as these Syrian refugees deserve, but we shouldn't politicize this. I understand your disappointment. Instead of engaging with a terrorist organization, let's work together to facilitate the return of the 350,000 Syrian Kurds in Turkey. And let's ask them why they couldn't go back to areas that YPG, PKK was controlling and still controlling. Not only Syrian Kurds in Turkey, but also in KRG region. Let's ask them. And please do ask the Christian minority in that area, which some of them are living in Europe, that how this terrorist organization have been oppressing them and closing their schools and recruiting their children forcibly. Because of your engagement with a terrorist organization, unfortunately, you don't see the violations of this terrorist organization. But Turkey believes in the committed to international law, and Turkey is not politicizing the humanitarian consequences of this situation. Thank you very much.